It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on the sights to be seen along Bridgeway. Yes, I needed a break from the fire department annexation and the housing element confusion, and simply took a walk from the south end of town to the north end of Bridgeway. Later in the show, I'll share with you one important observation about this main road through our city. Starting from the south end of town, I encourage all efforts by Jonathan Goldman and the Public Works team to widen and improve South Street. For many motorists and bike riders, it's the gateway to Sausalito, and right now it is treacherous to maneuver for both cyclists and pedestrians. Next along the trip is the big plunge down 2nd Street and the intersection at Valhalla. We do need that lighted crosswalk at the Main Street intersection, like the one in Petaluma. Valhalla itself. We need a good saloon in this town. No more antidotes, no more gaylords, just a good saloon with bar food, drinks, and an open invitation to visitors, and most importantly, locals alike. Bring back Valhalla. Moving on to the seal statue out in the water. How about a vendor cart at the seal selling t-shirts with a picture of the seal and the city skyline with a caption, "Seal the Deal in Sausalito"? Maybe this would draw visitors further south along Bridgeway. At one time, there were soft goods retailers down closer to the seal, and they drew people down the road. Such foot traffic is critical to the survival of retailers along the way. It doesn't take a brain surgeon to see the problem with the downtown retail. You have to double load the corridor. You need retail on both sides of the street. Every mall manager knows this to be true. The view on the east side of Bridgeway is fabulous, but it ain't retail. Try some carts with local artist wares along the sidewalk. That's what the big-time mall owners would do, draw the visitors south. You also have to fix the parking problem. We have all seen befuddled visitors standing in front of the blue parking pylons trying to figure out how to pay homage to the parking god. I have heard the argument that the current pay like a parking meter approach nets us more money since visitors either overestimate their stay or pad the time to avoid the cart riding Valkyries that enforce parking violations. Guess what? An irritated parker does not return. The hardest thing for a business to measure is the business it lost because it somehow made the customer mad. The parking situation appears to make a lot of people confused and ultimately mad. Talk to the residents, not the academics. I have heard some great suggestions for enlivening the downtown from a local resident. Tap him. Don't discourage new tenants. The permit process in Sausalito takes a long time, and the permit fees could choke a horse. It's short-sighted to see such fees as a source of revenue when they could become obstacles to new business and renovations of existing ones. Il Piccolo, just to the northeast of Yitakchi Park, is an example of a retailer making use of creativity and paint to make a space interesting and fun. More about the owner Moro later. Jump down to Johnson Street. The Harborview restaurant is another candidate for the much-needed saloon, but currently it is being operated with the flair of an accountant. I am going to pass on any comments about the public safety buildings. Dunphy Park. Great municipal park with bocce courts, the bandstand, and just great views. Again, I applaud Jonathan Goldman's efforts to scrounge better restroom facilities for this park. On to Harbor Drive. Stoners, where people go to see and be seen, and frequently pay too much for food. A couple of blocks down the harbor is the Seahorse. I mentioned Morrow, the owner of the Seahorse, and Il Piccolo, regarding the creativity and paint at Il Piccolo. He's done the same with the old Sailor's Landing building. Morrow should be listed as a city treasure. He is one of the few people in town who personifies the old spirit of Sausalito. He was once asked why his float in the Christmas boat parade broke ranks and went flying off on its own. He responded, "Lines are meant to be broken." Morrow breaks lines all the time, but he does create an atmosphere of fun and enjoyment at Seahorse. Other restaurants in town should hire him as a consultant to put a little life in their places on a low budget. My final point on Bridgeway is that the road is at or even beyond its capacity. Put the slightest stress on this old avenue and it jams up badly. In my humble opinion, it cannot withstand any increased volume of traffic, and we should plan accordingly. I had fun on my random walk down Bridgeway. I encourage you to try it. Keep your eyes open and your creative mind working. Think like Morrow. Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.